And I don't believe that I'm the only one feeling that this is happening globally right now. This awakening that our bodies are not for the use of systems. We're here to live, to love, as Prince says, to recreate ourselves. Prince fought this battle. Prince fought this battle with the hidden state, fought the physical and psychic battery inflicted on him for well over 30 years. He fought back in the only way he could until we make it safe with the help of Nikola Tesla to discuss it openly as an established threat through his music. But as we have not made it safe for those who are being targeted to come forward publicly and receive support in ending the mistreatment, the 30 years of torture necessarily he endured in some measure alone, because no one knew how to defend him against it, and perhaps didn't know it. But this is a different moment we're living through. Though it should not be so, we have the evidence of his body and we have the results of the police investigation. And we have Nikola Tesla. If we boost discussion of both way up, both lives skewed by the line of EMF, both caught in that line, both messed with and hurt by the power guys, both needing us in this moment to raise them up so that they can free us of the mind chains of millennia, breathe finally the air of freedom. Boosting them up will expose the cover-up, the lies and distortion that sought to rob us of them both. With the exceptions of family members, who I can only assume are being lied to and played, since I don't hear them speaking out for him, anyone at the so-called funeral, given the secrecy in which the evidence of his body is kept, can only be power placed, paid, and played. Can only be false folks deeply planted in his life. As we discussed in a previous show, this tactic of deep planting did not begin with Richard Aoki. In this moment, doing what should have been done to preserve his life will raise the discussions that expose the true nature of the state and call the question of our right to lives free of coercion. When you have found true power, your whole being exposes the lie of the system. But the story is everything. How you frame your true power is everything in terms of power either staying hidden or being exposed. The power guys have been right in front of our eyes, weeding out the quote-unquote recalcitrant brutes and encouraging the tame ones for 10,000 years and more. But we've yet to discuss it. What better evidence for our slavery exists than that they have the technology for controlling us, happening in front of us, can dispose of us at will? And we never discuss it, or them, let alone sound the alarm with each other. Safe haven. This is a question we're all struggling with because we're all under assault and not talking about it. And we're all struggling with what are the safe havens. My son recently said that what's needed are response songs to Prince. That Prince is saying things that we need a reply to. Is saying things that need a reply. We listen, get fired up, but have no way to keep moving with these thoughts. Together, into a space where we can continue to work with them and apply them to our lives. He never lost himself. The journey is to you, he says. He was such a threat because once you work with vision, once you see true power, you don't want to go back. You can't go back, and you realize you've been lied to about everything. You wake up. Then power starts trying to figure out ways to get rid of, marginalize, silence you. Prince always owned himself, which made him a threat to power. Understanding this took time, but the result is a very safe space for us. Prince is both a safe haven and a strategy, which is why we must preserve and extend his legacy so we can hang on to the truth of our freedom. Hope is harbored in that truth and vice versa. Prince's thought, his music, expands the realm of the possible. His poetry is sharp and succinct, biting. He hits hard and don't mess around. Truth is truth until the end of reckoning. Merging with it brings the solution, movement. Because these tiny few are broken, they seek to break us. Because they are frozen, they try to freeze us. To protect themselves, they stay hidden. These most broken few have arranged things, reliving their childhood trauma, such that they will tell us we cannot know what's real and what isn't, what's true and what isn't. And when we're stuck in the details they constructed for the purpose of keeping us stuck, this may be true. But when we embrace our big justice, that we are not made for any kind of coercion, but rather just the opposite, that we are made for mutual aid and cooperation and for owning our own bodies unconditionally. Then this we know for certain, we must be rid of the mindset of power for authentic life to begin again, for the heartless manufacture of suffering to end. We must get our own lives back, and as we do, poof, they will be gone. The pain is endless until the power guys put down their funky weapon and leave us alone. And this feat will be achieved not by any action on our parts, but by our inaction. For one inaugural day that brings about many others of work cessation, spirit recreation, and savoring the taste of freedom.